Church, that brings us all the way up to our last objective. Faith produces. Faith produces. The subtitle for today's message is this: Unconditional Obedience. Unconditional obedience. Church, faith produces. That word produce in this context means to cause, to give rise to, or to bring about. To cause, to give rise to, or to bring about. What does faith cause? What does it give rise to? What does it bring about? Well, faith causes obedience. See, when you add it all up, everything that we have learned about faith, that it persuades, that it arouses, motivates, encourages, urges, when you take that and add it all the way up together, faith causes us to obey God. Faith causes us to obey God. Church, that is the very purpose of our faith. That is why we must have faith. See, some people think the purpose of faith is to get stuff and things. That's not the purpose of faith. The purpose of faith is not to obtain stuff and things. You might say, well, Pastor, are you saying that God doesn't bless me with things? I'm not saying that, because God does bless us. All that I have is a result of God's blessings. So that's not what I'm saying. But the idea that I can make God give me stuff and things just by confessing and believing, that has no support in the Word of God. Not if you rightly divide the word. It has no support in the Word of God. I don't care what your favorite televangelist tells you. We cannot make God bend to our will in order to fulfill the greed that we have. That's not why we have faith. There are so many people, church, that have been believing God for stuff and things for a long time. They are no better off today than when they started. Broke 25 years ago and broke today. Why? Because while they are confessing, they are still doing the things that made them broke in the first place. Still spending money they don't have. Still using money for unrighteous purposes. So confessing is not going to fix it. What's going to fix it is if I follow God's instructions for my life. See, that's not what faith is for, to obtain stuff and things. You hear people say sometimes, well, Pastor, I just call those things that be not as though they were. You can't do that. Well, doesn't the Bible say that's what we're supposed to do? No, the Bible didn't tell you to call those things that be not as though they were. The Bible says God calls those things that be not as though they were. That's a big difference. You know, words are important. Because I'm not God. So I cannot just call those things that be not as though they were and create stuff and things for my life. The purpose of our faith is not to obtain stuff and things. And the purpose of our faith, church, is not to create a fairy tale life. See, because many of us say, well, I'm not into that prosperity stuff. But some of us think the purpose of our faith is to create a fairy tale life. We think that if we trust God, then I will live happily ever after, the end. But having confidence in the testimony of God does not keep us from going through. Confidence in God does not make me immune from trials, from suffering, from disappointment, from opposition or heartbreak. Too many Christians hold this erroneous view, so when adversity comes, they feel like God has let them down. God, I don't understand why I'm going through this. God, I don't understand how this happened. I trusted you. But this way of thinking is not scriptural. God did not say, trust me and you will be free from adversity. Trust me and you won't go through. Church, we are going to go through. While we have confidence in the testimony of God, things will happen. While we have confidence in the testimony of God, adversity is coming. While we have confidence in the testimony of God, friendships will end. People will lie on you and slander you. Loved ones will die. Jobs will be lost. School will get difficult. Health challenges will arise. Life will take a turn. Money will get tight. All of these things are happening even though we have confidence in God. So the purpose of our faith is not to create a fairy tale life. Our confidence in God is meant to produce obedience. Obedience. Church, let's go even further. Faith produces obedience under all sets of circumstances. Faith produces obedience under all sets of circumstances. In other words, faith produces unconditional obedience. See, I realize that as Christians, we are great with conditional obedience. We obey conditionally. We have convinced ourselves that obedience requires our ideal set of circumstances. In other words, I can't obey unless the circumstances are just right. I can't obey God unless everything lines up just right. And as soon as things line up just right in my life, I will obey. So we justify or excuse disobedience in our mind because the circumstances aren't quite right. See, all of us have been there. God told me to do X, and I haven't because fill in the blank. I know that God has given me instructions. I know that there's something that he wants me to do. I just haven't done it because, and then we list all the facts. All of the reasons why the circumstances are making it too hard for us to obey. I know what I need to do, but I haven't done it because fill in the blank. God has instructed me, but I've not obeyed because the circumstances, in my opinion, are not quite right. And all of us have done it. If I had just a little more time, if I had just a little bit more help, if I were a little bit younger, if I were a little bit older, if I had more money, if my children were grown, if my children were still young, as soon as I finish this one thing, as soon as things settle down, if I could just get a little bit more rest. I intended to do it, but I couldn't get to it today. See, God is speaking to us. He has been speaking. He has been warning. He has been instructing. He has been teaching us the things we need to know to do to change in our life right now. He has been challenging us to do greater things. He is directing us concerning our life. But we conclude time and time again that our circumstances prevent obedience right now. Conditional obedience. Not realizing that life is never ideal. And because life is never ideal, I will always have a reason to not obey. Some of us are going to come to the end of our life not having done anything that God required of us. Because we go from one circumstance to the next, to the next, to the next. And God is saying, obey right now. Church, our circumstances don't prevent us from obeying. Our lack of faith does. Because faith produces unconditional obedience. Let's look at some examples. We know that our scripture is Hebrews 11:7. Let's read it again. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. We know that prompted by faith, Noah obeyed through protracted difficulty. He obeyed for a long time in difficult situations. He didn't obey based off of the circumstances of his life. But keep reading. Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, which builder and maker is God. So what that scripture is saying is that urged by faith, Abraham obeyed despite uncertainty. Noah obeyed despite difficulty. Abraham obeyed despite uncertainty. But keep on reading. Look at verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. In other words, because of faith, Sarah obeyed in the face of impossibility. Noah through difficulty. Abraham through uncertainty. Sarah through impossibility. But let's keep on reading. Look at verse 24. It says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He did all of this by faith, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had great respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So by faith, Noah obeyed through difficulty. By faith, Abraham obeyed despite uncertainty. Sarah obeyed in the face of impossibility. Moses obeyed sacrificially. He gave up all that was his in the natural to obey God. See, these were not ideal circumstances. But let's look at one more example. Verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished, not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. See, Rahab was prompted by faith. And even though she had been a prostitute, she obeyed audaciously. In other words, she was unrestrained by her past. She cast it off and seized the opportunity to do what God told her to do and to do it without fear. All of these men and women obeyed unconditionally when it was not easy and when it was not convenient. See, when I truly have confidence in the testimony of God, when I have an unshakable confidence in God, I obey in difficult times, uncertain times, impossible times, inconvenient times, challenging times, and I obey God because I am certain. I am certain that God knows what he's doing. I am certain that his way is the best way. I am certain that despite whatever difficulty I am facing today, that he has equipped me to handle the difficulties that I face. I am certain that he will strengthen me in my weakness. And I am certain that he will fulfill all that he promised, no matter what the circumstances look like. No matter how big the adversity, I obey and I obey and I obey unconditional obedience.